The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
There you go. It's the crew. 31 years old. 31 years ago. Still holds up. Good stuff. Tommy Lee, who's still holding up, is all over the news right now. I don't know if it's in the entertainment drill, Brady, but he's got his face tattoos. Did you see that?
I did.
He loaded up his face with tattoos. One side he's got stars and music notes over his temple and over his eyelid. He's put some dots. And on the other side, in Chinese letters, it says Mark Kelly. Man, oh man, McSally's going to have a field day with this one. By the way, because I'm only here for the entertainment, I don't really care if Mark Kelly or Martha McSally wins because I don't think anybody does anything anymore. But I do really like the breakdancing astronaut in uniform floating above Earth doing the snake, and then the running man.
This is a commercial?
Yeah, it's great. This. Martha McSally's commercial against how... Well, I don't know if it's her commercial. It's just an ad against Mark Kelly, where he's like... And he's basically like in cahoots with China and selling them our space secrets, I guess, is what they're trying to let us think. And is this astronaut just doing the running man in space? Like, and then he goes, brink, and he goes into this breakdancing thing. And I'm like, that's more astronauts need to do that. That's cool. So I want Mark Kelly to go on and in the spacesuit and breakdance a little bit and go, uh-uh. I want his retort to be in the suit. But the dancing astronaut is great stuff. But yeah, Tommy Lee, nothing quite screams out the word cool like a guy pushing 60 who gets new face tattoos. That doesn't make you think Grandpa's lost his mind.
Yeah, I mean.
That's stability right there.
And he's really need to keep adding at this point.
He's always screamed stability to me. I liked what did you say, the one Twitter thing that said, Post Malone, notice me? It's pretty accurate. It's time now for the entertainment drill, and it's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And I got an email from a guy that said, John, I got to update you on this Tactical Black thing. I've been going for a few weeks, and as of last Monday, I've now done all three locations. And first off, wow, I was skeptical of doing this because you made it sound so good. It couldn't be. It was too good to be true, but it's not. I've played sports my entire life. I've been in an adult baseball league for a long time, both in Chicago and here. I've even run marathons. There's no starting line or batter's box that compares to the feeling of hitting this class, which is great to hear. He says, you're 100% right. It doesn't feel like a workout. And in the first class, I learned a valuable life-saving skill. So they get you going right away. Highly recommended. Thanks for letting me know about this CM. You bet, man. And that's for everybody. That's one of those things you can all get out there, learn how to treat yourself a little better, get in better shape, and learn some stuff along the way. It's as easy as that. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
You mentioned Gilligan's Island early this morning.
I do it every day.
Yeah, I know. Well, sad news. Don Wells is battling dementia in an assisted living facility, and our manager recently went to court to stop a so-called fan from harassing and trying to take advantage of her.
Was this fan named Nathan Sunderland?
No.
He tends to like the incapacitated quite a bit.
He's a little busy right now.
Yeah, is he? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe is he out on bail by chance? Has anyone checked? I mean, we've got a lot going on. Has anybody got an eye on Nathan?
Working on a new album.
I mean, I haven't heard about him, so maybe he has kind of, you know, just kind of whistled away. Anybody seen Nathan? Oh, boy, we lost him.
Why would people pick on Don Wells in the retirement?
One,
you know,
fan
why?
In particular.
Simulation is broken, that's why. Because Don Wells is available to some lunatic.
So one old-ass fan is stalking her?
I don't know why.
Because the fan has to be, what, at least in his 60s, right?
Maybe he's nothing but a fake face. There he is. Aspiring Christian rapper. Father of one, as far as we know. Nathan Sunderland. And what?
An immaculate child. Yes. By the way, Don Wells and Tina Louise are the only survivors left. Only castaways left.
Well, put your money on Tina Louise being the last one. They're both like 80, though, right?
Yeah. Don Wells is 81. Right. Tina Louise is 86.
So let's not act like we're surprised. It's a matter of time before all of Gilligan's Island will die. They're in their 80s.
Will Ferrell says there is a Wedding Crashers 2 script being written.
Again. Have you checked out pictures of Will Ferrell lately?
Oh, I watched this movie this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
No.
No. Doesn't look good.
It's so European, like Americans won't get it. Huh. It's all about a European television show that's been, well, not even European. It's everywhere in the world except the United States and like China, I think. And they just compete in this nationwide singing contest. And it's been going on for years, evidently. I didn't even know about
it. It's a real thing?
They target that so heavily and the references to the winners of that show. And, I mean, it would be like showing us a movie about Hialeah and never explain who these heroes are. And you're like, I don't understand anything that's going on. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it's a couple funny moments, but for the most part. And Rachel McAdams is just flat adorable all the time. And so she's fine, but the movie's boring.
A homemade remake of The Princess Bride starts airing in short clips on Quibi today. Actors who recreated scenes from the homemade version, Tiffany Haddish, Common, Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner.
I wouldn't really call this a remake. It's just them screwing around on,
right.
Doing on the internet. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's not really a legit remake.
Theatrical remake. It's just people doing lines.
Right.
Not sure if you saw this, but Sacha Baron Cohen infiltrated a right-wing rally in Washington State, sang a song about injecting people like Barack Obama and Dr. Fauci with Wuhan flu, and he actually got the crowd to sing along with him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be hard.
The video is pretty funny. He hillbillied up pretty good.
And apparently he went back later because, you know, eventually they got him out of there. He went back later as like a reporter and he had like a full beard.
People
and
asking
sunglasses,
questions.
Yeah.
See, it used to be shocking to me that he would get into these things. Now I'm like, of course, that's easy. These people are idiots. Like, everyone's stupid now. Like, 10 years ago, I'd be like, God, that guy, how does he get away with it? And I'm like, of course he gets away with it. Have you met society?
Well, so what he did to get on stage and then they couldn't get him off, he was a big donor and he brought his own security staff. And so he had his security.
Huge.
Yeah, yeah. He had his security there to block anybody trying to get
him off. It's all about visuals. Everybody gets fooled by the visual. And yeah, that's it. I watch him go into these hillbilly rallies and I'm like, of course he's in there. He doesn't even need to disguise himself anymore. Just go in. No one's going to recognize him. It's no longer surprising. It's just sad. The OJ thing was fantastic. That's still his Citizen Kane when he sat in a room with OJ and talked to him about killing women. I mean, that was you're not topping that. You're not topping that. Going into a room full of hillbillies and making them chant stab Dr. Fauci. That's a baby could do that. But yeah, the OJ thing is like, man, just drop the mic and walk away. Too good.
One last thing, rumor has it, it's sad news. Leonardo DiCaprio is supposedly going to pop the question to his girlfriend.
Shut your face, Brady.
Don't say that, Brady.
Shut up.
Don't do that.
You don't know for sure.
Supposedly is the big, big key word in that headline, everybody.
Don't do it, LDC.
Why do you think this is happening, Brady? Because she's 20?
She a model?
How old is she?
Camilla Marone.
Oh, it's that girl. So it's the same one he's been with for a while then.
Yeah.
He's stuck with this one. She's like 21.
21?
Yeah. Good for him.
23. That's from Buenos Aires.
Ooh, yeah, they got together at 21 maybe.
They've been together for a while. People were mad at him and stuff. I'm like, why are you mad? He's been boning everybody. He can't win.
I guess, you know, he's starting to get a little fatter. He's like,
he's been thick.
Maybe I'll just stop now. Man,
she looks nice in camouflage pants. And that's why Leo's marrying her.
He can pop.
Oops, sorry, everybody. Man-at-Arms got very angry at us.
That's it.
Man-at-Arms can't take this news about Leo. It's terrifying.
No more yacht parties then?
He'll have yacht parties.
Not like he used to. He's going to have that statement like Ben Roethlisberger did. I don't do porn or drink anymore. Because Camilla says I can't. That would be tough. Hey, me and the guys are going to go out this weekend.
You're not having a yacht party, are you?
No. We are going to take the yacht out, but
no models.
I know. No more models. Life is over.
If you have
a second yacht, he's got a decoy yacht. Yeah.
If you have a yacht, it should never be an argument about if you're having a yacht party.
Me and the guys are going to take the yacht for a spin.
Just the guys. No models.
Why did I marry her? I have a yacht. I have a yacht, and I still have the power to pull model parties. That's how crazy that lifestyle is. He's bored with it. He's locking down. I'm over the whole supermodel yacht parties.
Hey, we didn't think George Clooney would ever do it.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I, how do you even say that phrase and mean it? I'm done with that. The yacht parties and supermodels are part of my past. You could still do it, right? Yeah, I could still do it. I'm just.
Can I do it for you?
I just
That's
like
not really how it
like
works.
This one so much.
Blazarian, how do you do it?
Yeah, he's just.
Well, he pays him.
Good for him.
Ridiculous amount of money
because he's got it. You guys want to have a yacht party?
Then he makes them like break their ankles jumping off buildings and stuff.
Yeah, they'll do stupid stuff for the money, and he's having a blast with it. He's living hot girl jackass. You guys want to jump off my roof, hot models?
Yes, yeah, Steve. Of course we do.
Of course they do, Steve. Get those models to leap off stuff. I couldn't get a model to move out of a chair. This guy can get him jump off his house. Could you move for a second?
No, Dick.
Okay. Blazarian, will you make her move? Not only will I make her move, I'll make her leap off a three-story building into a pool, and she'll miss, and still she'll be fine. She'll stay. Just more of her friends will show up. I don't understand that life. And it's never going to happen to me.
Don't say that, John.
It's never going to happen to me. I will never have hot model yacht parties.
I might know?
I will never throw a hot model yacht party. If I do, I have stumbled into something so accidental.
Will you invite us at least?
No. I want the models to
so
like
fast.
Me. No, you don't have any money. I want them to stick around. These are my friends. It's like douche entourage. You're like, what the hell's this? Yeah.
But you have a yacht. What are you doing with these friends?
What are we bringing these married guys onto my yacht for?
We're just here to watch.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Don't do that. That spooks the models.
It's like going to the zoo, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
That weird woman and that leprechaun want to look. I'm a boy.
Whoa, leprechaun, bitch. You guys are ruining it with the hot models. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have invited them. They're from my past. I'll get rid of this.
Most of your friends are married now. There's nothing you can do about it.
I'd have new friends.
Yeah.
If I can start a hot model yacht party, I can wrangle up a couple pals.
Yeah. That is that
like, oh,
not
man,
be
I don't
issue.
Have any friends. I just got all these hot models in my yacht. No, I'll have friends.
Oh, man.
That's your Larry single.
Yeah. No. You're all out. Like, it'll be Kyrie Irving. It's not going to be you.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I'm going to have, like, new cool friends. Good
Who's
ones.
Who's the guy with the drone?
Yeah.
Right.
Larry sitting Indian style.
I don't like the one filming us from above.
Yeah, that's Larry. He's been my past.
They're right in front of him.
They're eliminating
himself.
And he's
filming him from above.
Gotta see what this looks like from the top. That's what I felt bad about watching my 600-pound life last night. The one dude, 738 pounds. And he's like his daughter and his two stepdaughters. And I'm like, he's had two marriages. Jesus Christ, the guy's killing it compared to Larry.
First wife, 500 pounds ago.
Yeah, and then he's got this new wife. He left her and he found a new one. He can't even get out of bed. She's got to wipe his ass in like the first day.
That's when I knew I had a keeper.
That's when like this Tinder, this is a match. Anyway,
well, give Larry credit. He's got standards. He's not settling.
Larry's doing everything DiCaprio did, sans all the women. He's staying single and available. But he's just not doing it on yachts with a bunch of ladies. Or on terra firma.
Keeping
with a bunch
the options
of
open.
That's right. Keeping them all open. Never closing any windows, never locking any doors. The man is available at all times. I think you guys should jump on that. He's a catch. In the era of COVID, Larry's the safest guy ever. He hasn't left his house since like 2009. I love him. I would date him if I was a woman.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He cooks, he cleans.
He's amazing.
A lot of video games.
Yeah, he's fun. He's funny. He cooks, he cleans.
You just...
He's got a good hose on him.
You're going to turn pretty white because you're not going to go outside.
Yeah, you're not going outside anymore. You're basically going to be subterranean.
You're going to camp. What are you talking about?
You're going camping every
once in a while. Oh, that's true.
But in the wintertime. You make snow angels. He give you that good, tasty Larry hose, and then you go home. I don't know what the ladies are waiting for. Anyway, let's get out of here. He's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Monday. Mask up. Be smart. Socialize responsibly. And let's try to end this thing as fast as we can. We're done. Brady, stay positive, huh?
I will.
All right. We'll talk to you later. It's 98.
Big Red Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KU.